Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kenny Lofton. Batting second. The shortstop, Omar Vizquel. Batting third. The DH, David Justice. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jim Thome. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Manny Ramirez. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Brian Giles. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Travis Fryman. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sandy Alomar. Batting ninth. The second baseman, David Bell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Dwight Gooden. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Darren Lewis. Batting second. The right fielder, Darren Bragg. Batting third. The shortstop, Nomar Garcia-Para. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mo Vaughn. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Troy O'Leary. Batting sixth. The third baseman, John Valentin. Batting seventh. The catcher, Scott Hatberg. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Mike Benjamin. Batting ninth. The DH, Mitra Cummings. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Tim Wakefield. And now, play ball. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Lofton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Benjamin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Vizquel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Garcia-Para scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. David Justice is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Justice hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bragg. Justice reaches second base with a double. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Thome hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Benjamin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Darren Lewis is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Lewis hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Darren Bragg is at the plate with a count of 0-0. There goes Lewis. The throw from Alomar and he is safe. Lewis steals second. Darren Bragg is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Bragg strikes out. One out. Nomar Garcia-Para is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Garcia-Para hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ramirez. Garcia-Para reaches second base with a double. Lewis scores. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Vaughn strikes out. Two outs. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of 2-2. O'Leary hits a fly ball into right field. Ramirez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Ramirez strikes out. One out. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Giles hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Benjamin reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Fryman hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Indians, 1, Red Sox, 1. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Alomar hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. David Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-1, Indians. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lofton is 0-1 in the game. Lofton hits a pop-up towards short. Garcia Perez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentin hits a fly ball into right field. Ramirez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Scott Hatberg is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Hatberg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bell misplays the ball. That's an error on Bell. Mike Benjamin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Benjamin takes first base on ball 4. Hatberg moves to second. Mitra Cummings is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cummings strikes out. 2 outs. Darren Lewis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Lewis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lewis hits a fly ball into left field. Giles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Vizquel is 0-for-1 in the game. Vizquel strikes out. 1 out. David Justice is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Justice is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Justice hits a fly ball into left field. O'Leary settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Thome is 0-for-1 in the game. Thome strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Darren Bragg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bragg is 0-for-1 in the game. Bragg hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thome scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bragg for the out. 1 out. Nomar Garcia Parra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia Parra is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Garcia Parra hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Giles. Garcia Parra reaches second base with a double. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Vaughn is 0-for-1 in the game. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gooden fields it and throws to first for the out. Garcia Parra moves to third. 2 outs. Troy O'Leary batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. O'Leary is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Leary hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramirez is 0-for-1 in the game. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Garcia Parra scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Giles is 0-for-1 in the game. Giles takes first base on ball 4. Travis Fryman batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Fryman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Fryman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Valentin fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 1. the Red Sox will come to bat. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentin is 0 for 1 in the game. Valentin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Scott Hatberg is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hatberg is 0 for 1 in the game. Hatberg strikes out. 1 out. Mike Benjamin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Benjamin is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Benjamin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Valentin moves to second. Mitra Cummings is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cummings is 0 for 1 in the game. Cummings takes first base on ball 4. Valentin moves to third. Benjamin moves to second. Darren Lewis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Lewis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lewis hits a line drive towards first. Tommy catches it and steps on first to double up Cummings. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Alomar is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Alomar hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Benjamin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. David Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Lofton is 0 for 2 in the game. Lofton hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Lewis who is chasing the ball. Lofton reaches third base with a triple. Omar Vizquel batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Vizquel is 0 for 2 in the game. Vizquel hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of O'Leary. Vizquel reaches second base with a double. Lofton scores. It's 4-1, Indians. David Justice is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Justice is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Justice strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Darren Bragg is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Bragg is 0 for 2 in the game. Bragg hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Giles. Bragg reaches second base with a double. Nomar Garcia-Para is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Garcia-Para is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Garcia-Para is hit by the pitch. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 0 for 2 in the game. Vaughn takes first base on ball 4. Bragg moves to third. Garcia-Para moves to second. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. O'Leary is 0 for 2 in the game. O'Leary hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 5-4, Red Sox. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Valentin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Valentin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Scott Hatberg is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hatberg is 0 for 2 in the game. Hatberg hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fryman fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Mike Benjamin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benjamin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Benjamin hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Thome is 0 for 2 in the game. Thome strikes out. 1 out. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 0 for 2 in the game. Ramirez strikes out. 2 outs. Brian Giles batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Giles is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Giles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Benjamin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Chad Ogea now pitching. Mitra Cummings is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cummings is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cummings hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thome scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cummings for the out. 1 out. Darren Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lewis bunts towards the mound. Ogea fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Darren Bragg is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. There goes Lewis. The throw from Alomar and he is safe. Lewis steals second. Darren Bragg is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Bragg is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Bragg takes first base on ball 4. Nomar Garcia-Para is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Garcia-Para is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Garcia-Para hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 8-4, Red Sox. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Vaughn hits a pop-up towards first. Thome settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. O'Leary is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. O'Leary hits a line drive into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Fryman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Fryman takes first base on ball 4. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Benjamin fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. David Bell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Kenny Lofton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Lofton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Lofton hits a fly ball into center field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Indians 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Valentin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Valentin strikes out. 1 out. Scott Hatberg batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hatberg is 0 for 3 in the game. Hatberg hits a fly ball into right field. Ramirez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mike Benjamin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Benjamin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Benjamin hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Vizquel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Vizquel hits a fly ball into left field. O'Leary settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. David Justice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Justice is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Justice hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-5, Red Sox. Ron Mahaty now pitching. Jim Thome batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Thome is 0-for-3 in the game. Thome hits a ball on the ground towards short. Garcia Parra scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Derek Lowe now pitching. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Ramirez is 0-for-3 in the game. Ramirez hits a line drive towards short. Garcia Parra reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Indians 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mitra Cummings is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cummings is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cummings hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Darren Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Lewis bunts towards the mound. Ogia fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cummings moves to second. Darren Bragg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bragg is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Bragg hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cummings scores. Lewis moves to second. It's 9-5, Red Sox. Nomar Garcia Parra is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Garcia Parra is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 doubles and a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 4 RBIs. Garcia Parra hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lewis scores. Bragg moves to third. It's 10-5, Red Sox. Alvin Mormon now pitching. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Vaughn strikes out. 1 out. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. O'Leary is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. O'Leary hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bragg scores. Garcia Parra moves to second. It's 11-5, Red Sox. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and 0 strikes. Valentin is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Valentin hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Giles. Valentin reaches second base with a double. Garcia Parra scores. O'Leary moves to third. It's 12-5, Red Sox. Scott Hatberg is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hatberg is 0-for-4 in the game. Hatberg hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. O'Leary scores. Valentin moves to third. It's 13-5, Red Sox. Jose Mesa now pitching. Mike Benjamin is at the plate with a count of no balls and 0 strikes. Benjamin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Benjamin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Valentin scores. Hatberg moves to third. Benjamin moves to second. It's 14-5, Red Sox. Mitra Cummings is at the plate with a count of no balls and 0 strikes. Cummings is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cummings is hit by the pitch. Darren Lewis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lewis is 3 for 5 in the game, with 3 singles. Lewis takes first base on ball 4. Hatberg scores. Benjamin moves to third. Cummings moves to second. It's 15-5, Red Sox. Darren Bragg is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Bragg is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Bragg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 15, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Giles is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Giles hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Fryman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Fryman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lowe fields it and throws to first for the out. Giles moves to second. 1 out. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Alomar is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lowe fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. David Bell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Bell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Valentin fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 15, and Cleveland Indians, 5. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.